Head in the game, head in the game.
Hi.
My name is Turbo. I just wanted to go a little faster.
Yes! 17 minutes! That's a new record!
Well, the movie may be about a snail, but goddamn, did that end in 30 minutes or what?
I don't know what you're talking about because the narrative of the story moved at a snail's pace.
What are you talking about, man? This movie lasted... I swear, I sat down for about a good 20 minutes and then the movie was just over. I was like, oh, okay. I must miss something or whatever.
All joking aside, I mean, I made that joke, but I'll get into that more. But no, that you're right. This movie's pretty quick. It does what it needs to do and get out, which is to a fault.
It really did. Because, you know, at the end of the movie, I was expecting, like, him not to race, like, the best one already, whatever. I was thinking of more like he's going to work his way up to that one. But no, they pretty much put him in the big race right away. And once that race is over, that's pretty much the movie.
Yeah, I know.
So, credit for you, movie, for not keeping me in your theater for 2.5 hours, you know?
Unlike every other summer movie we've seen this year, this one understands the concept of it's short.
Yeah, the beginning, middle, end. There you go. The beginning, middle, end.
There's not much in that beginning, middle, and end, but...
And I don't know if it's because we've seen so many 2.5 hour films, whatever, that I don't know how to feel about this movie when I was like, oh, I feel like I'm missing a middle or something like that because...
See,
it's been so long since I've seen a movie just end like that. So
well, no, here's the thing. Here's how I feel about it, and I was kind of hinting at this in the beginning. It's like... this movie's quick, but it felt longer to me because, oh, good Lord, is this plot generic.
You know what? I had to look up I got a thesaurus, and I looked up the word generic because I wanted to use some other
word. You wanted to sound fake.
Damn. I don't know what it was or whatever, but the first half, generic. The second half, like every movie I've probably seen or whatever, it's just like, yeah, well, you know, I never once went to movies saying, oh, we could wrap this up, whatever. It actually does move at a fast pace, but like you do say, whatever the narrative is, dragging a little longer than it needed to be. But the third act, I think that's probably where I had the most fun with the movie, at least. I love that racing scene at the end, I ain't gonna lie.
I would completely agree with you, but, I mean, I love how you said, like, I never said this movie felt like it, like, said wrap it up, because it just did it for you. Like, as soon as I said that, I was like, alright, well, this can wrap... Oh, there's the credits.
That actually might be the positive about this movie from saving it from, like, bad reviews, because it's like, well, you know, it ain't long enough for you to hate it, because if they would have added an extra 20 minutes in it, then I probably would have walked out and just been like, wow, that was so fucking cash-grabbing... useful, useless ass movie that I've seen right now, whatever, because goddamn, whatever. But since it just wraps up so quickly, I was just like, I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, it kind of just blindsides you.
That's a perfect translation. I mean, because, you know, it pretty much the movie's starring a snail, voiced by Ryan Reynolds, of course. Obviously, he moves at a slow fucking pace, but, you know. This snail watches TV and has dreams of just being fast, you know? I mean, that's he being fast, and
he watches NASCAR, is like, I want to go fast. I'm like, yeah, so does every redneck. That doesn't mean it should happen.
Exactly. You know what? By the time we got to the end of the movie, dude, I said, this would be a perfect movie for rednecks.
Oh, my God.
I said, this is probably the most exciting race I've seen ever.
As a white person, I can say I completely agree with you.
Do you watch NASCAR, by the way?
Oh, fuck no.
Okay. Well, see, I'm cracking jokes, but I do have a cousin that is a NASCAR driver, and the bastard makes a lot of money. I gotta say that right now.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. Look, I'm a white person. I'll admit that baseball's a boring sport to a lot of people, but I love it.
I love it, too. It's American, man. How could you not love it?
I am not going to the White House. Like, I am not going to the white person. I love NASCAR. I'm sorry. I don't like watching left turns for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you need to throw some swivels in there, some turns, twists, and shit like that.
Throw some Final Destination 4 into that, then maybe you'll get me interested.
And then again, going 200 miles and hitting a U-turn or whatever probably ain't the best idea.
That's true, but,
to wrap this plot up, he gets sucked up into the Fast and Furious world, And he swallows up Vin Diesel's Nas tank as he's racing Paul Walker.
Oh my god. Here's the thing, people. You think we're joking, but we're not.
Because you know, one thing I will say that probably my favorite, I like the animation a little bit in there. I was like, I like what they did here. And when it got to the Fast and Furious scene, the animation looked like it switched up a little bit to where it almost looked kind of, the cars almost kind of looked realistic a little bit.
Yeah. Well, no, it was funny because, like, it really is where it's just like he's just sitting there and then he makes a wish where he wants to go fast. And then it's just like Vin Diesel came out and was like, you wish, we get.
Yeah. I like how you talk like him, hey. Hey, it's all about our family in here and everything. You know,
our family will give you some of that speed that you want.
Yeah. And then barbecue ribs afterwards.
Here, we can take you over to Ludacris's computer.
we're gonna hack in the system to make you fast.
Right. But I was gonna say,
I like the animation in that scene though. I thought it looked really good in that
scene. Yeah, it's great, but here's the thing,
different from what I saw before that or whatever. I was like, it looks generic. But then there were some scenes, even in the racing scene or towards the end or whatever, some of the animation in it looked good. I was like, wow, this actually looks pretty damn well, actually, whatever.
No, I mean, it's DreamWorks. I wouldn't expect anything less. Anything they do does... I will say this about DreamWorks films. No matter how bad they get, epic,
yeah.
They always look pretty.
Yeah.
And I will say, this didn't piss me off as much as Epic.
Because it ends so quickly, I mean...
Well, not only that, but, you know, at least with this... Because I thought about this in the differences with Epic. Because I remember
Epic... Is Epic a DreamWorks or Fox?
I can't remember now.
I think it was Fox. I don't think DreamWorks was on that one.
Okay, well...
Damn, it looked like it almost, well, but...
I mean, looking at the trailers, it reminded me of Epic. But the problem with Epic was that those characters...
stupid.
Well, the characters... Yeah, the characters in Epic were just so damn unlikable. And at least with this... you either like them, or even if they are bad, they dip so quickly in the stereotype territory that they kind of turn funny. Because
Paul Giamatti plays his older brother in here, which you find out at the end or whatever. I didn't like the character so much, but I liked his acting, his voice acting in doing.
Yeah, he does a great job. I mean, Paul Giamatti, I love him. Anything he does a fine job at. Yeah. So. But. I was saying, like you said, this movie is perfect for NASCAR fans. Yeah, you're right, because it has two black foolish characters.
Don't even get me started. Okay, this is actually, you know, I just remembered an animation scene.
Let's get into it.
It was when Samuel Jackson, after you know, he goes to his pit stop, whatever, and Samuel Jackson slaps the shit out of him, because Samuel Jackson plays one of the dark snail in here or whatever and shit like that.
And he goes, Samuel L. Jackson.
When he slaps the shit out of him, his neck starts spinning around his head like he was getting a blowjob or something. He's just like, oh.
It literally, like, it was.
I like that animation. I don't know.
No, why. I will say this. I love that scene because it was if Samuel Jackson was a snail. And then even Ryan Reynolds, his name's Turbo, he even calls him out and he's like, dude, are you crazy? He's like, yeah, I'm fucking crazy.
You know what he reminded? He sounded like Dave Chappelle in that Samuel Jackson skit for the beer.
It'll get you good.
That's what it reminded me. I was just like, good lord.
No, but I do love the fact that they, like, because Samuel Jackson pops up and I was like, oh, don't have him play as Stokely. When that popped up, I spit out my drink.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Because, like, that whole third act, when I got to the whole Indy 500, I enjoyed that whole part at the end. I mean, whatever feelings I had before that.
I did,
whatever,
too.
Where I thought it was generic or... I was like, okay, this character is, I don't really like this character so much. Or, oh, here we go with this character. When I got to the third act, I thought, like, the racing, I was actually enjoying it. And even towards the end where he won, I was just like, this is very inspirational in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it does a nice job with that. I mean, hell, you and I both knew he was going to win.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's a kid's film, too.
Right, you know, exactly.
It would be funny if he would have got killed when that racer that he was chasing grabbed him and took his shell off. I was just like, oh my god, did he just grab it?
You and I just look at each other, dude, they went Rocky on this.
He really did. But one thing I do gotta say, that I can't remember the last dream. I think it was The Croods was the last DreamWorks film.
Oh, you're right.
I think that was the last one. And they didn't do this in The Croods, thank God, neither, because it was stoned. But most DreamWorks film I see, one thing I'm kind of getting hating now, is this, at least in this movie, they play so many goddamn songs. They're selling that soundtrack in here.
And it's not a good one.
No, it's not a good one. And plus, it's
It ain't Great Gatsby.
No, and it's plus it's off of rappers or whatever that's in the movie. So, you know.
Which was going to be my next question for you.
Okay, Snoop Dogg, man.
Hey, y'all. Okay,
when I first heard his voice, I was like, here we go. But he did, when he first introduced himself, because each snail was introducing himself, where he was like, I'm moving so fast, I'm moving slow. I like the animation on that because everything else went in slow motion as well or whatever. I was like, oh, that was actually pretty, I'm about to say this, but that was actually a pretty cool scene with Snoop Lion or Snoop Dogg, whatever the fuck he called himself.
You know what's the first thing I thought of?
What?
Robot Chicken. Hey, y'all. Snippity diggity.
And then it went to a next scene where he, I can't remember what they were doing, but he did start talking like that, and I was like, oh my God.
Okay, you know what? I will say this, though, like I said before, I do like how this movie does get the joke.
Yeah, it does get the joke, and with his character, as far as Snoop Dogg, whatever, it was on and off. I think that was the only time it was off for me. The other times, he was just like in the scene for not too long.
Whatever. Yeah, he was just kind of whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of whatever, so it didn't bother me as much, whatever. But that one scene where he's like, it's a Snoop a double dizzle, or whatever the fuck he said. I was like, okay, come on, goddamn.
It's just like, why? Why did you have to do that? You were doing such a good job.
Yeah, I was like, come on now.
You just had to hold yourself back.
Yeah, they was like, hey, man, we got Snoop Dogg on here. We have to do that in here. But
if I was a casting director, I would be like, oh, God, get him more weed.
Yeah, because when he did that slow, hey, no, they call me. He was like, when I move so fast, I'm moving slow. I like how all the other snails started jumping up in slow motion, and then his neck was moving around. I was like, that actually was kind of close.
You heard it on the secondary track for his voice, but when he said slow, all you heard in the back was a bong hit.
Bong hit. No. And who was the mechanic at this freaking the shopping mall thing, whatever that shit was the, I know that wasn't Maya Rudolph, the chick we just saw in Grown Ups 2.
Are you talking about the chick or the guy?
Oh, that was Michelle Rodriguez?
It was.
So this was Fast and Furious. No,
you know what?
Damn, well, she's a big actor. You think
they've been selling that? I got a really funny thing for you. So, you know the guy mechanic in this?
Was it towards the end?
Yes. The guy mechanic. Tito's brother. Sorry. The taco driver.
Yeah, Angelo. No,
please. I shit you not. I said, as soon as I saw that character, I said to myself, $5, that's Luis Guzman.
Could you not tell, though, as soon as his voice was
about? Well, no, because my logic was, he's the only Mexican in Hollywood that would do this.
Yeah. And Michael Pena would do anything these days.
I mean, yeah.
I like Michael Pena, though. I know you.
He actually does a fine job in this.
I think everybody does. Probably people, because I know me and you saw it, you're just like, this is going to be whatever. And it kind of was in its own way, but it had just a little bit of charm in there just to make you at least crack a smile. Not even a
hand. I mean, yeah, it's on the lower end of DreamWorks films.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not offensive, because there is moments where they do try.
Yeah, they do, especially when he gets to that shopping mall area or whatever. They try.
Well, even the race, the Indy 500 race, too. You can tell they tried for that. But this is one of those ideas to me where this idea started at that Indy 500 race and they didn't really have anything else to back it up.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not going to rush out to see this again or whatever, but if you was to pop it on like TV or anything like that for me, I wouldn't mind sitting there watching. I'd be like, oh, this would be quick.
I mean, it's the same with me. I mean, I'm not going to go see it again, but if it's on TV or someone wants to sit down and watch it, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be like with Epic, like, I don't want to watch it anymore. With this one, I could sit through the whole movie and be like, it's okay.
How do you feel about the fact that this is getting it turned into a TV series for Netflix?
I heard DreamWorks always does that shit.
But this is the first film that they're starting for like a 7-series deal for Netflix.
And you know, this movie kind of felt like a almost straight to
television
TV series kind of thing or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know where you go with a TV series with this, though, where, like, maybe he's in the NASCAR series. I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of it. Mm-hmm. And if it's just all episodes of the races, I mean, I'm in.
Yeah, because the movie did end with, like, it looked like he lost his powers or whatever, but then, like, they were going to race again, and then it looked like he lit up again. So I've assumed that maybe his powers came back or something like that. I don't know, but...
Yeah, so, I mean, who knows? And who knows even if they're going to get this full voice cast back, right? As it stands...
I might watch it.
Yeah, as it stands... As it stands at what it is, I'm going to give it a high stream it just because it is so goddamn generic that it's not even funny. But, unlike other animated films that have been generic, like Epic, which we talked about, this one actually does have moments where it does try. So it's not really offensive, it's just, I'm going to forget about it in 2 days. So,
How do you think this will do at the box office before I give you my rating?
Meh.
I'm curious.
I think those little yellow nuggets are too much to handle.
Yeah. I'm curious how this will do, whatever, because I... Obviously, kids are going to love it because anything colorful on screen, they'll love the shit out of it or whatever. But
yeah, and I know one of my friends, her little brother, who's like 3 or 4, has been dying to see this. So
you know what? That's the fucking fourth time I've heard some 4-year-old one that's been dying to see this. And the parents have been like, you really want to see that or whatever? And they've had this, the parents been telling them the same thing that we've been saying as far as this movie. It's like, so how does a snail get into the Indy 500 or whatever? And they actually addressed that in the movie, too, which I thought was funny. It was like, ain't no fucking way we letting this...
Until everyone's like, let him! And they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was funny because they didn't want the snail to raise. I was like, they almost threw this dude out the building, first of all. But then the snail just fucking ran off on his own. They were just like, that damn snail went 220 miles per hour or whatever and shit. So then they had, like, this whole press conference, and the dude was like, there's no way in hell I'm letting a snail run this. And then the fucking people in the audience just like, yay. And then he had the support of like the one of the best Indy 500 racers there and shit, because the Indy 500 racer just wanted some TV time, apparently.
Right. So.
But, you know, I'll give it a low rent. I think I wouldn't mind watching this again. I'm not going to rush out to see it on my own or anything like that, but... It's generic, it's bland, but yeah, it does what it needs to do. And every now and then, it has that little small piece of charm in there to keep you going, like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And plus, it ends so quickly that, you know, honestly, you can sit through this and be like, oh, well, I just killed some time. I can go do this little errand I have to do, so.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so.
That's it. That's it, folks. Sorry for the generic review, no pun intended.
That's Turbo, Power Rangers movie. I mean, Turbo, the
red. Oh, if red, only. I mean. Oh, you know what? We're going to get that in 10 years. Let's count our wishes before we make them.
So, rednecks, be very happy now. You got your movie of the year.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All of these people, they believe in me.
Those guys are crazy.
Those guys are awesome.
I'm moving so fast, the whole world's going in slow motion, baby.
Whoa. If you think that's something, check this out.
Hey, you robot?
Are you radioactive, homie?